Hello and welcome to the NRL Supercoach Raw podcast, the round one TLT edition, and let's get straight into it. So with what was looking like a fairly carbon copy team list to be named today, the NRL coaches have dropped several bombshells. We'll rock straight into it, we'll go straight to the Melbourne Storm. Not too much to speak of here with Jarrell Hughes taking the fullback spot with Drinkwater injured. Vunivalu, Chambers, Scott, Adokar, Munster and Croft. That's pretty straightforward. Jesse Bromwich, Cameron Smith, Nelson Asava, Solomona, Kafusi, Kenny Bromwich slotting in ahead of Stimson, who might have been a popular cheapy option there. And Finucane at lock with Young Smith, Cameron Welch, Kami Tuakamaka and Patrick Kafusi on the bench, which was slightly disappointing for anyone who might have had some eyes on Tom Eisenhuth. For the Broncos, well, no surprises at all there with Seibold announcing the team at the season launch the other night. Tafuna Pangai Jr. on the bench is probably the most significant thing for Supercoach, with Thomas Flegler beating out Carrigan for the prop spot vacated by Haas. So Boyd, Oates, Roberts, Bird, Sacco, Milford, Nikarima, Lodge, McCullough, Offen, Gowie, Glenn, Sewer, Matt Gillette, Katani Staggs, Dave Fifita on the bench, probably slightly disappointing for some, but it was predicted already. So not too many curveballs thrown by Coach Seibold at the Broncos. Moving in the Friday night games now, and the early game sees the Knights take on the Cronulla Sharks. Couple of surprises at the Knights. We'll run through the team list now. There's Watson at fullback, Lee, Hunt, Rumian, Kenny Dow, Ponga, Pierce, Clemmer in the eight, Danny Levi at the nine, Gavay, Fitzgibbon, Sione Mataudi are named on the edge, which a few people thought Barnett was probably going to get the spot, played there in the trials. Tim Glasby at the 13. The bench, Kurt Mann, Aidan Guerra, Mitchell Barnett and Daniel Saifidi making up the 17. Notable exclusion there is Herman Sasa. Whether he comes on from the extended bench or not remains to be seen, but obviously few people have been interested in Kurt Mann for reasons best known to themselves. It was never going to be an option. Name's a bench hooker, yuck. Everything else is pretty straightforward there. Daniel Saifidi taking up on the bench with Barnett's probably going to play middle and edge, maybe. I don't know how the rotation will go between the edge and the forwards there with Sione. He might play 80 and Fitzgibbon might play 80. So there's a couple of sneaky options there, but fairly straightforward. Moving to the Sharks, similar story here. Matt Moore in fullback, Fecky, Dugan, Morris, Katoa, Sean Johnson and Townsend making up the back line. In the forwards, Fifita, Brayley, Pryor, and news to everyone's ears, which is pretty well expected, right in the core at a debut on the edge in the vacated spot by Wade Graham. Kurt Capel takes the right edge, Paul Graham at lock. Young Rayleigh has made the bench, still quite trappish in my opinion. He won't play enough minutes, but he's there and plenty of popular. Bakuya, Woods and Williams make up that bench, so that bench looks pretty good for middle forwards. The Federation clash on Friday night's second game sees the Roosters and the Bunnies take on each other. And this is probably the biggest bombshell for Supercoach in the team list named round one. We'll go through the Roosters side. Tedesco, Tupou, Mitchell, Manu and Morris, no surprises there. Kiri, Kronk, Wura, Hargraves, Friend, Takiyaho, Kjordner, Orbison and Victor Radley. The bench, Ozak Liu, Zane Tedovano, Lindsay Collins and Angus Crichton named in the 17 jumper, which is going to throw Supercoach in the meltdown slightly because he was slightly underowned percentage-wise and he should have been, but maybe people knew what they were talking about. Coming off a bit of a layoff with injury, obviously Robbo's decided to keep him on the bench. Big clash against the Bunnies. Don't know how long he'll stay on the bench, but it really throws a spanner in the works for anyone looking at him. So you probably can't start him off the bench, but quite often round two he'll be straight back in that side. So he might even be a late inclusion. It could just be a bit of foxing, who knows, but it's definitely thrown a spanner for the old Supercoach. Bunnies and, well, the old bone Supercoach himself, Bennett, hasn't really thrown too many curveballs there, except with, we'll get to it, Corey Allen on the bench, but that's a bit trappish. Johnson, Gagai, Inglis, Burns, Graham, Walker, Reynolds, Tatala, Cook, Burgess, Sutton, Burgess, and Murray. pretty straightforward. That side's been around for a while through the pre-season. Everyone predicting that Sam Burgess will stay on, move to the right edge, sorry. Murray at lock. George Burgess out. Tatala will take his spot on the bench. Liam Knight, Mark Nichols, Ethan Lowe and Corey Allen. Quite an interesting bench that, and probably not what people were going to predict. I would probably say Corey Allen, named in the 17, will be giving GI as long as possible to get cleared so he can play or not play. Whether Allen plays or not remains to be seen, but he's still a good option if he doesn't, if you're looking to have an NPR or of any of the type of players, either him or Sherry from the Sharks, they're probably in that area to include in NPRs if you're not running with a full 25. Moving to the next game, which is the Warriors and the Bulldogs. Warriors side got named earlier today with not too many surprises. Late scratching, Zaya Papali, who is in a little bit of strife with the club, but two of us, Sheck, Fushitua, Hiku, Kata, Mamalo, Adam Kergren booting out Harris Tavita for that spot in the halves with Blake Green. Ignatius Parsi, Nathaniel Roach, Bunty Afoa, Adam Blair, Tohu Harris and Lachlan Burr taking the 13. Jastavanga, Sam Lasani, Lucien Armour on the bench, slightly interesting, and Blake Ashford as well making up the 17. So a couple of surprises in the layout of that side. Isaac Luke still not fit, so Roach will be there with Tavanga on the bench. Afoa and Parsi leading out Armour for a starting spot is a little bit interesting, but with that bench, if it stays the way it is with Tavanga and Ashford, I still say at least Armour will get some pretty decent minutes off the bench. There's the interesting one being 913, obviously with Papali out and Mannering retiring. There's some minutes available there. Adam Blair playing on the edge. Will they rotate around a little? Not sure. That bench suggests there's not many middle forwards on it, so there could be some good minutes in there if you can pick the right guys. It's a little bit tricky, so there's a bit of a fair watch list on the Warriors. Moving to the Bulldogs, and Dean Pay's provided a quite happy surprise for any pot hunters out there wondering whether Will Hopewadi will be playing fullback. Yes, he is, which is good. No good for the cheapy chasers on Mooney. It's Hopewadi, Crichton, Cameron Nolan, Montoya, Rema Smith, Foran Lewis. Forward pack, Talman, Leica, Napa, Jackson, Fatala Mariner, Adam Elliott on the bench. Marshall King, Fualalo, Hadawira Naya, and Suwaso Sue, which if all the recent media pumping around, everyone was expecting Reece Martin not to be named. He's not even been named in the 22-man squad that they've named with Cogger, Mooney, Smith, and Ogden on the bench. So you can forget about Martin, anyone that was looking at him. Aside from that, for Supercoach, Will Hopewadi at fullback is quite enticing pod-wise. Everything else fairly straightforward. The Fatala Mariner getting named to start. Josh Jackson on the edges. Adam Elliott at lock with Hallowera Naira on the bench. Would have been good if he was starting available at centre wing, but not to be. Fairly straightforward. Moving to the Tigers and the Seagulls clash at Leichhardt Oval. And the Tigers have been dealt a fairly significant blow with injuries pre-season and very late. We'll run through their side. Corey Thompson at fullback, Mahi Fanua on the wing, Paul Momorowski in the centre with SR Masters and Robert Jennings on the opposite wing, Marshall Brooks in the halves, Madalino Farrow and Alex Twal at the front row with Ryan Madison, Luke Gunner and Elijah Taylor making up the pack. Russell Packer on the bench with Thomas McGailey to make his debut, Josh Alloway and Michael Cheekham making up the bench. Josh Reynolds is in the extended bench and rumoured to be playing in reserve grade this week, along with Matt Eisenhuth. So a couple of surprises there, and I suppose Jacob Little, for anyone that was expecting he might be on the bench. It's a very interesting side for Supercoach Tigers. They weren't really offering a lot. Robbie Farrow at 80 minutes. It could be a sneaky pod. Garner, named in Chris Lawrence's position, he's going to be out for up to 3 months, so he looks like a decent sort of mid-range cheapie. Alex Twal will excite a few people. It'll be interesting to see what minutes he gets, but if he can get 50-odd minutes, he's definitely a good option. And Corey Thompson filling in for Mazen Bai, who's got a knee injury. Nofaluma's gone for 6 weeks. Paul Momorowski could be a decent option. Mahi Fanua will trap anyone that wants a decent pod because he'll probably be the first to drop out from that side. Moving to the Seagulls. And despite the odd rumour that Tom Trbojevic would be somewhere near ready for round one, he's not, probably about round three, not even named in the extended bench. So Brennan Elliott will step in for him at fullback. Tafua Suli Parker and, as expected, Ruben Gehrig on the wing. Elgi Beach Hodkinson to the halves partner of Daly Cherry Evans, forward back Fanua Blake, Korosau, Tapau, Thompson, Sirinen, and Jake Trbojevic. Bench, Trent Hodkinson, Gozlowski, Tanganawa and Sipley, which is an interesting bench, even with the extended bench included, with Tevita Funa, Kate Cast, Lloyd Perrott and Lachlan Croker. I'm not quite sure how the rotation is going to work there, but it looks very good for Jake Trbojevic and Marty Tapau. With Fainu being stood down for a round, Korosau could loom as a trap, but there's a fair chance he could play 80 minutes in that first game, so something to watch there. Moving from Leichhardt to Townsville, and the Cowboys take on the Dragons in the Far North Queensland clash this weekend. And late withdrawal for the Cowboys was Felt, who's got a bit of an injury. So we'll go through the team. You've got Kahu at fullback. Jarvid Bowen gets a start in the wing, filling for Felt, with O'Neill, Obercich, McDonald. Tamari Martin boots out Clifford in the halves to partner Michael Morgan. Forward pack, slightly interesting compared to the trials, but we'll go through it. Scott, Granville, McLean, Cooper, Hess and Tomalolo. Bog standard forward pack that they've had. And despite Tomalolo starting on the edge in the trial with Maguire at lock, Maguire finds himself on the bench along with Asiata, Mitchell Dunn and Francis Molo. So it'll be interesting, massive watch on the Cowboys rotation there to see who gets the minutes. Potential cheapies there with Dunn. Okay, but Tomalolo, big watch on him. He played edge and middle in the trial. So whether they do the reversal there and he plays edge and middle again in NRL, who knows. Dragons, Gareth Widdop, Pereira, Aiken, Laffey, Michele Ravalawa has beaten Lomax to the wing spot, which has been fairly publicised in recent days. Norman Hunt in the halves, Graham McInnes, Vaughan, Hurst, taking the edge spot with Frizzell moving to lock to cover Jack DeBellin and Tarek Sims. The bench, Lattimore, Dufty, Laurie and Leica. There has to be a lot of minutes in there for middle forwards. We're looking at that bench with Lattimore and Laurie on the bench, two middle forwards. Dufty remains to be seen what he plays. Lalua and Host will probably swap around a bit. Could be good for the likes of Tyson Frizzell. Moving into Sunday, it's the Battle of the West with the Panthers versus the Eels. And we'll run through the Panthers side now. Not a great deal of surprises there. Edwards, Mansour, Farah, Blake, Watoni, Zalesniak, Maloney and Cleary make up the back line. Tamo, Katoa, Campbell, Gillard, Hetherington wins the vacated spot by kick-out with Yeo and Fisher-Harris making up the pack. Wade Egan named on the bench. Likely ruins Sikoni, Sione Katoa. Even though it was never really an option anyway, needed 120 minutes to be a decent option, but be that as it may. Tuifui Miono, Moses Leota, and Hami Selle on the bench. So again, an interesting makeup on the bench. It'll be interesting to see how the Panthers' rotation goes. Hetherington beating out the likes of Fumuano, Cartwright, and Jed Cartwright, that is, not Kathy Party. And on top of that, the Panthers have signed Antonio Winterstein as well. Frank Winterstein as well. So it'll be interesting to see what happens while Kikau's out on that edge. Moving to the Eels. A little bit of a surprise in this outfit, but we'll go through it. Clint Gutherson, the fullback. Makaya Sivo beating out the likes of French and Jennings for their wing spot. Michael Jennings, Brad Takarani make the centres. Ferguson on the wing. Dylan Brown is expected. The rookie named at 5'8", Mitch Moses at halfback, Alvaro, Mahoney, Moroa, Sean Lane, Maraz, Nikune taking Mao's spot while he's out, and Brown at lock. Smith, Manor, Evans and Gower making up the bench. So with three middle forwards and a hooker, or a utility player on the bench, minutes look good for Sean Lane. I don't think Marty will play 80 minutes. I don't know where that's going from. Will Smith probably subs in there, but Manor Evans and Gower. Bench with Junior Paulo, the signing from the Raiders. Oh, very surprising named in the 21 jumper. I'm not sure quite what he's doing there. Terapo obviously got dropped because of the incident with the plane over the weekend, so that bench looks a little bit different to what we were expecting a week ago. Final game of the weekend sees the Titans take on the Raiders, and we'll run through the Titans side first with Gordon at fullback, Brenko Lee, Tyrone Pucci and Brian Kelly, a new centre pairing there, Philip Sami on the wing, Tyron Roberts partners, Ash Taylor, forward packs Wallace, Peets, Shannon Boyd, Proctor, James is fit and named on the edge, Joy Arrow at lock. AJ Brisbane, Fatuaka, Max King and Bryce Cartwright. Mitch Rain on the extended bench with Copley, Don and Hipgrave. All four of those players are probably sort of expected to maybe make a spot in the 17. Interesting part there. James back to the edge as predicted. Good looking bench for Joy Arrow. AJ Brimson on the bench. Not sure where he's going to slot in. Questions to be answered there and see how Brennan's going to play his rotation there. But interestingly, Peets could be a super mid-range option if Mitch Rain's not in the side. To the Raiders, and well, no real surprises here either with Oldfield not being fit to take Rapana's spot on the wing, so we'll run through the side. Charles Nicol Klokstad, he'll be the fullback, and Supercoach Cheapy. Kotrick, Kroko Leilua, and Bailey Simonson gets the start there. How long he'll stay there, we don't know, but as long as he'll probably Oldfield is out. Rapana was supposed to be out for half the season, but looking like round four now, so something to bear in mind there. Whiten, 5'8", Caesar at halfback, Papali, Hodgson, Soliola in the front row, Tarpanay, Whitehead, and despite rumours that he might start on the bench, John Bateman has been named at lock. Lee Ryan Sutton, Dunamis Louie make out the bench, and Corey Horsburgh has beaten out both Royce Hunt and Fuller for the front row position on the bench. There you have it, that's TLT, done and dusted for round one. Quite a few surprises. Probably the biggest loser would be Angus Crichton. Quite a lot of cheapies as we expected. Even a couple of cheapies we thought might have got a start. Haven't, and there's others that have popped up. So centre wing is quite heavy with the cheapies. There's quite a lot of trappish looking cheapies brewing up in the back row. But it'll be interesting to see how we all chop and change our sides. This has been about as raw of a podcast as you're ever going to get. Just a rip through the TLT names. I'm going to try and do this every week and punch it out quite quickly. Get it out there a couple of hours after the teams have been named. Try and do a couple of shows for the year with a bit more in depth. But for now, that's it for me, Perso. I hope you enjoyed the first raw podcast.